Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, to enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are broadcasting live out of Florida, which is a really good place to be during a weekend layover. We're going to be in South Carolina on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We have a university to do, and we also have another high school to do in the up-and-coming days. So, again, friends, we are, I believe it's 85 degrees here. We left minus 11 last week. So, again, it's not a bad place to be during the Great Commission, Luke 19:10, Mark 16:15, and Luke 22:47. Read those scriptures when you get a moment. Isn't it interesting, friends, that when you look at the mainstream media, how it drives support to the narrative concerning that of Joe Biden? And I've continuously stated over the last couple of weeks concerning what's going on over in Ukraine and Russia. It's nothing less than or more than a diversion, a distraction to get your eyes off of the ball. Because what we highlighted over the last week, and I'll get to it again today, friends, is the fact that you are being invaded because while you're being distracted over there in Ukraine, what you weren't paying attention to is the sleight of hand taking place by the corruption in government once again. I named that article, while you are being distracted, the United States government just imported 16,000 Afghanis into your backyard. 16,000 terrorists, the mainstream media has continuously reiterated and inundated the American people with over the last 18 years, and now they're being imported into America. Isn't that interesting? Folks, this should come as no surprise, but William Randolph Hearst, he's the one that said and stated long ago, if you furnish the pictures, he said, I'll furnish the war. He said, if you furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war. Tim Brown, morning show host from sonsoflibertyradio.com, just sent me some video that I think everybody needs to see, especially on social media platforms, because that is, in fact, where you're going to get it, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Now, what I want you to see here, friends, it's going to be without audio, but it is a video that has recently been released to the American people concerning what, in fact, is happening over in the Ukraine right now. So if you're on social media platforms, enjoy the show, friends, because that's exactly what this is all about. I'll furnish the war if you furnish the pictures. Now, I'm going to play that again so you can see exactly how this is all being set up. This is in the Ukraine right now. Remember what William Randolph Hearst said. Listen carefully. You furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war. What's happening, friends? They're furnishing the pictures, aren't they? This being filmed, showing you that many things that are taking place over there right now are in fact staged. Why? Because, like I've reiterated time and time again, friends, they're creating war. And the fact of the matter is, when you look at dictators of the past, dictators in the present, they're doing the biddings of those that they work for, the bankers, the powers that are tolerated. They're a bunch of puppets, friends, that are creating the war. And I'm just here to tell you today, friends, before we get into the main topic, that if they want a war, then send them. And I also want to tell you, Americans, that if you are fighting each other, you're fighting the wrong people. You're completely fighting the wrong people. But what I do want you to hear is just this. It's interesting to me how the American people are completely opposed to this disgraceful, treasonous Joe Biden that occupies the people's White House, and he's been given a free hand in doing so. And what's amazing about it, friends, is how the mainstream media, who continuously creates distractions, they confuse the people, they paralyze the people through oppressive measures and through fear. That is, if you fear the face of man, which brings about a snare. But the fact of the matter is, friends, it's amazing how this has been going on for a long, long, long time. Now, if we could simply go back to that of President Roosevelt, that criminal himself, who said back in the 1930s that presidents, they're not elected. He said they're selected. Roosevelt said back in the 1930s that presidents aren't elected, they're selected. Now, I know there's a lot of you, today's professed Christians, a lack thereof, today's patriots, a lack thereof, which means upholding the law. You advocate for those that are tearing down the law in an attempt to recreate the Constitution into a global order, into their own devilish image, John 8:44. I know that there's a lot of you out there that are professed Christians, a lack thereof, and conservatives, a lack thereof, Matthew 5:13, that just don't want to quite get the fact that you've been played and you're being played once again. Now, let me go back to the icon, the hero of the day back in the 1950s, concerning General Douglas McCarthy, who said, listen carefully, friends, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Who has, General MacArthur? Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. He goes on. He said, they have kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency always. That's how they changed the laws, through emergency. That's the voice of tyrants, by the way. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. Who said that? Boy, that's General Douglas MacArthur back in the 1957 era, okay? I want you to listen to a dictator of the past, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he said. This is Joseph Stalin. He said the system of terror creates the monsters. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. The control that they wanted over who? The subjects that they mean to enslave. Folks, don't buy it. Time to stick to the Word of God. Folks, if we stick not to the Word of God, don't be surprised as we roll back, bend the knee, act like serfs, and allow these corrupt individuals that have been playing the system of government far too long on a global basis as they continuously forge the chain of those that are too ignorant or those that are too ignorant to figure them out. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Liberty broadcasting live from Florida during a layover before we go back to down through South Carolina. I'm sorry, up. And then we head back to the state of Minnesota, which I understand is in the low teens as well, and the single digit numbers as far as the weather goes. So it's a cold place to be right now. So no complaints here in any sense of the word. By the way, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, afternoon show on the left, morning show with Tim Brown on the right. Also check out beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for the phone calls yesterday. It really helped out, let me tell you. Plus, we want to hear what it is that you have to say to the rest of us listening on 157 radio stations and affiliates across the country. And by the way, we just want to welcome Mike Adams and Natural News aboard. They just picked us up on one of their networks as well, Brighteon. Michael Adams from Brighteon just picked up the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. So we just want to say thank you very much for your trust as well. Also want to tell you listeners, thank you for making us the number one and number two radio show in the country on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different shows. If you'd like to see that gauge, you can go to GCN Live, Genesis Communication Networks Live. Go to the front page and you will see on the scroll as to where you have us right now. So we thank you for that. And by the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. He is the King. Amen. End of conversation. No debate. Look to your history, friends. You will understand. Go back to the Mayflower Compact, as a matter of fact, and then you will understand why the seventh president of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson, rightly said, the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Article 4, Section 4. You were just listening during the break, friends, through the propaganda media, that call, the people that call themselves the conservatives of the day that continuously pour gas to fuel the narrative of division, pitting one against another in this country through the two-party system. It's interesting. We're ruled by law, an empire of law, said John Adams, the second president. We are not ruled by a two-party system. It does not constitutionally exist. I'm highlighting this for the fact that there's many new listeners on a daily basis. There is no Republican Party. There is no Democratic Party. Those that are playing along with that are a part of serving sponsors to keep the war going, friends, because, in fact, they're not serving the people. They're serving their sponsors, and at the end of the day, they're serving themselves. It is, in fact, a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. And, folks, those that read the Constitution, which is premised upon the Word of God, and the presupposition is that God is, know that we're being lied to. And the whole end game for these people is to divide and conquer, to divide and conquer. And what they don't realize is they feel, as they feel, continuously feel that narrative, they're in fact, friends, bringing it upon their own heads. They're reaping the curse, and they're losing their freedoms little by little, but they care more about the money than they do about their own children and their brothers and sisters. Again, it's a system to divide and conquer. Mark 3:25, read it when you get a moment. A house divided against itself will not stand, folks. We are one nation under God. Read or take the time to recite, friends, the Pledge of Allegiance, and you'll understand as to what I just said, because it basically breaks down everything in a nutshell that I just got done sharing with you. So let's go forward here. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, love hearing from you. One of the things that we've noticed is the younger generation is getting to the point where they're not going to put up with what the younger generation put up with. And I'll get to more of that in just a moment. But what we're noticing is the young people are beginning to jam the mainstream media. And what I'm highlighting right now, friends, is people are starting to catch on. Now, it's been said by Abraham Lincoln, of all people, who said, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all of the people all the time. And God at no time. That's why we hold to his word. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all of the people all the time. And God at no time. That's right. That's why we hold to the infallible, immutable word of God. Folks, do you remember back in 1989 in Romania, they went through a revolution, whereas the two dictators that ruled for over 40 years, by the way, uneducated dummies they were that were controlled by the bankers and their masters to bear rule with an iron fist over their people. The two dictators that ruled for over 40 years were executed by the up-and-coming generation. Okay? You see, the younger generations had seen what it was that the corrupt had done to their parents and how they ruled their parents. And I want to add this because it's important that when you read the book of Deuteronomy 1:26, do you know that the Lord called the people that disobeyed him an evil people that rebelled against him in keeping his commandments, just like America? Just wanted to make sure you understood that. But I want to go back to this too, friends, that the younger generation had seen what it was that the corrupt had done to their parents, okay? And through their parents that submitted to them in rebellion towards God, so you understand, that's why they're defined as being evil. They took a stand, the younger generation did, and sent the message loud and clear that they would have none of the dictatorships that their parents put up with. And by the way, friends, it's very scriptural. It's very scriptural. Read Deuteronomy 1:26 and Deuteronomy 1:39. The Lord told the older generation that rebelled against him, them people that the Lord called evil for rebelling against the keeping of his commandments, Proverbs 7:2, keep my commandments and live. They didn't want to keep the commandments. They wanted to put themselves back into Egypt under Pharaoh, remember? But what you do need to understand, friends, is those people were called by God as an evil people. The Lord told those people through Moses, you're going to go around the mountain again. But that younger generation in Deuteronomy 1:26 that had no knowledge between good and evil, tell them I'm going to bring them into the promised land. Did you hear that? tell those that you thought that were going to become a prey. Listen to me, Americans. Tell those that you thought that were going to become a prey, those kids that you are dropping off in public schools, 86% of you hypocrites, the greatest fools on the planet, to hand their kids over to someone they've never met, to those people that they swear before God and man are their sworn enemies. They are dropping their kids off in America to be raised up by their sworn enemies. There is no greater fools on this planet. Okay? Well, that's exactly what the Lord was dealing with concerning that evil generation that wouldn't keep his commandments. That generation that had no knowledge between good and evil, that was going to be made a prey, the Lord said to them, you're going into the promised land. And he told the disobedient, evil generation, you're going around again. You're not going into the promise. Now, here's the good news. Many across the globe today are catching on to this very fact and are not putting up with their propaganda concerning the useful idiots in the mainstream media. Read John 8:44. And what are they doing, friends? They're beginning to jam. The word jam means you're shouting them down. You're not allowing them to convey the message to the people on the behalf of the tyrants that they work for any longer. The younger generation, like in 1989 through Romania, we're beginning to see a resurrection of those same sort of people that are not going to put up with the conduits that are what? Spewing forth their propaganda, named those useful idiots. They're jamming them. This is good, friends. Now, it was just reported, big media propaganda reporters getting destroyed, no longer able to walk the streets. Whoa! So the younger generation is taking responsibility on so many different fronts and throwing off what the older people are ignoring because they're too busy living their own selfish lives. They're golfing right now. They're out on the lake in the state of Minnesota cutting a little hole and putting down a hook and baiting a hook. And, well, they're out fishing while their country's going to hell in a handbasket because they have disobeyed God. And they're more than willing that their children are enslaved the same way that they are becoming enslaved. That's not love, friends. That's hate. Read Leviticus 19:17 when you get a moment. And then put that up in a positive against 2 Timothy 3:16 as well. Now, I got a hard break coming up on us, but what we're going to do is I'm going to show you some video audio. And what it is the big media propagandist, a reporter getting destroyed by the younger generation, and he no longer is able to walk down the street. And why? Because the younger people are taking responsibility for what the older people have been found derelict in duty in doing so. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com again. We'll be right back after this break.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Pentagon is looking into new ways to get further security assistance to Ukraine as its government continues to confront a massive Russian invasion in Kiev, and the airspace is contested, making it difficult to get military aid there by plane. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
I'll be very clear here. We are going to provide additional security assistance for Ukraine. We will. How that is going to be done is still being worked out.
In a new poll released by Fox, 63% of registered voters support the decision by President Joe Biden to nominate the first black woman to the U.S. Supreme Court. The survey was conducted just before Biden-nominated federal appellate judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to replace Associate Justice Stephen Breyer at the end of the current term. While most supported the nomination of a black woman, 57% of respondents said it was inappropriate of the president to have only considered black women. This is U.S. Radio News. Employees at a Starbucks in suburban Phoenix voted to form a union, becoming the first store outside of New York to organize. Several workers from a Mesa Starbucks store cheered and hugged at a local union hall after the results came in. Workers were overwhelmingly in favor of unionizing, voting 25-3. Starbucks spokesman Reggie Borges said the company will respect the process and bargain in good faith. An inflation gauge that is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve jumped over 6.1% in January compared with a year ago. The latest evidence that Americans are enduring sharp price increases that will continue to worsen after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The figure reported by the Commerce Department was the largest year-over-year rise since 1982. Robust consumer spending has combined with widespread product and worker shortage to create the highest inflation in over four decades, which is a pretty heavy burden for American households, especially lower-income families faced with elevated costs for food, fuel, and rent. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Okay, that's her name. I just want to let you know, all that polling that the mainstream media just threw on you once again is completely untrue. Those on the grassroots level are trying to get the information out to you once again that they're not being censored by the mainstream media or the big tech companies that you put up with. She's a complete radical. She's pro-abortion. Folks, do you understand this is Barack Hussein Obama? A black president, a black Supreme Court justice, pro-abortion, when Planned Parenthood's aimed at the black population and the Hispanic population, and they now want you to believe that all of the conservatives and Republicans are in favor of this nominee by the treasonous and disgraceful Joe Biden, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. Folks, give me a break. Give me a break. Here's another thing. They're selling her as a victory for the radical left. Hey, folks, I have the law and the Constitution. I don't have state statutes, mind you, with me, but I know what it is when it comes to common sense laws because I've read the Torah, which the Mosaic Institution and common law are predicated upon. So I get it. But it's interesting, I have the U.S. Constitution here, and if you look at the system of government, it all falls under the Constitution, regardless if it's the legislative, the executive, or the judicial branch of the government, that it all falls under what? Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Now, I'm going to take the time to read it to you because most people don't do that, okay? But it says in Article 6, Section 2, that the Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all the treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. Now, listen carefully, because I know that people have been deceived into believing that the Supreme Court is the final arbiter when it comes to what the law says. Baloney. Baloney. That's not true at all. Article 3, Section 1 tells us that it's the job of a judge to do what? Sit during good behavior. What's the job of a judge? It's their job to discover and apply the law, the written law, not to play the activist, not to legislate from the bench. Do you realize that when a judge or a justice legislates from the bench in a contradiction of the U.S. Constitution, that they're transgressing that law and they must be impeached, Article 2, Section 4, and they must be prosecuted for their crimes because of that impeachment, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Okay, so it's interesting that they're selling it to the people that the good guys are all about Ketanji Brown Jackson as a nominee by treasonous, disgraceful Joe Biden. Hey, folks, you judge the fruit by what's hanging on the branches of the one producing the fruit, Matthew 7:16. There's nothing good coming from treasonous Joe, okay? He cannot produce good fruit. Just like the ones that he's nominating right now, they're not going to produce good fruit because they are already set in place. They are being installed to tear down the U.S. Constitution. Is that crazy? 1-866-582-9933. Well, I'm going to ask you the question, caller. Are you crazy? Because isn't this the fruit of what these said justices have been producing for decades in our country? Judging in contrast, antithetically to the laws that are written on the behalf of globalists? Folks, I'm not reading that here. They're saying it's a victory for the radical left. I can't find a radical left here. Here's the U.S. Constitution in my hand. You're on social media platforms. If not, I'm holding it up to the camera right now. I can't find a radical left. I can find one God that gave the law. I can find one nation that is to honor that God and the Mosaic Institution in obeying and upholding the law against all crime. That's not how you take the news anymore. Matter of fact, friends, you have Lindsey Graham calling it a victory. Americans, again, let me throw this to your candor in the manner of a question. Why do you put up with this? The answer is shutting down corrupt politicians and shutting down the mainstream media, which we're going to go back to in just a moment. Let me finish this and I'll get right back to it. No, the American people are not up for nominating Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is a pro-radical leftist, as they would call them. In other words, transgressors. They're lawbreakers. No, we're not in favor of you putting another lawbreaker into a position to play the judge. No, that's what the enemy does in mocking Christ. The Lord puts in good judges to uphold the law, in magnifying the law, in condemning the criminals, and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25. But that's not what's happening. When I read this, it tells us that, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, and anything in the Constitution or the laws of any state to the contrary withstanding. In other words, it will not hold if it acts in contrast to the law that they swore to uphold. Read it. You can see it on social media platforms. It's right there for you. That's what your law says. Again, what are you being taught by these corrupt individuals? Oh, the American people, man, they're all about the nomination that Joe Biden just gave concerning Ketanji Brown Jackson. No, she's an installation, friends, to further attack the law abiders. And if anybody's paying attention, these are those that are browbeating the rest of us into submission. And I would say to the people of color, namely brown, because guess what, folks? white people are a people of color too. But I want to say to the brown and black folks that are going along with this, I'm here to tell you they are simply using you to bring about your own demise. Mark my words, that's what this is all about. They're using you to bring about your own demise. And if you think that's way out there, I'll tell you what, maybe you should ask some of the people that have been used previously to the position that you're in right now. And I could name a couple names, friends, but I'm here to tell you they're not here anymore. They allegedly died from the coronavirus, okay? Just so you know, just so you can stay in the know concerning what's happening in your country even today. Know the people are not in favor of this nomination in any sense of the word. But again, that's what they're trying to sell you. So let's get back to this. Jamming the mainstream media, the younger generation are not tolerating what the older generation have put up with far too long. The attack on the Freedom Convoy protesters wasn't just orchestrated by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, as he claimed the group was nothing more than a fringe minority. Well, we found out the opposite was true, didn't we? Along with the Prime Minister, the mainstream media in the country also rallied with Trudeau to present the protesters as aggressive and creating illegal blockades. No, they were protesting criminals within the halls of their government. Now, at the same time, it was shown that the protests were accompanied with bouncy castles and hot tubs. But as law enforcement moved to disband, it's not law enforcement, by the way, they were acting as agents of the state, but as the agents of the state enforced their move to disband the movement, it appeared that the mainstream media became the target of the protesters. They had enough common sense, the younger generation did, to zero on the ones that were promulgating the lie and the propaganda to the masses in Canada. You shut down the mainstream media and you shut the door on corrupt politicians. Those that mean to rule over you have no way of doing it in any sense of the word any longer. I just want to make clear we're all in understanding as to what's going on. Now, in this video that I'm going to show you and the audio that what you're going to hear, I got to be careful because they swear in many cases, and I can't have that on live radio, but it's a Canadian reporter attempting to do a segment on the protests that are currently taking place in the supposed clash between organizers and law enforcement. But, friends, it didn't take long after the reporter started speaking that he was surrounded by the young protesters, not hitting him or being violent. Instead, they mocked his ability to try and showcase them in a negative light. So you ready for this, friends? I want you to see this. I am so pleased to show you what the younger people are not willing to put up with. And I'm going to go ahead and do my best to play a little audio, but I got to, again, be careful here. But go ahead and enjoy this. This is what the young people are no longer putting up with.
Scream that if you can hear. This is the one thing, guys, that you don't see for the last 2 weeks. They do what they do about me. And
okay, so this is where I got to pull away, friends, because they're swearing. But the point is that it goes on for another 44 seconds, as you can see. Those are on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com right now. You can see that they did not let this useful idiot have his way and claim the conduit on the behalf of those that he meant to parrot, okay? So this is how you do it, folks. This is how you do it. I've had this happen to me so many times where the mainstream media tries to set the narrative as to what I'm responsible for by putting words into my mouth. That, you know what, it's time that it happens on a global basis where the American people hold these criminals for the propaganda that they are continuously promulgating. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Just a reminder, 1-866-582-9933. Just a reminder, William Casey from the CIA director, just to show you what we're exposing right now, he's the one that, by the way, they found him at the bottom of a lake. They didn't need him anymore. Remember what Bugsy Siegel said back in the 30s, friends, concerning the mob? We only kill our own. Well, they didn't need this joker anymore. And it's interesting, he's not here anymore. And here's a picture of this big smiley fella. Isn't he something else, friends? I wonder how that's working out for him. And I say that with all due respect to the truth. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Did you hear that? This is the head of the CIA. He's the guy that said, friends, listen carefully, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Everything you are practically getting from the mainstream media is completely false. Why do the people listen to the lie? And if you say, well, I don't listen to it, why do you put up with it? That's the interesting point, folks. Give me a half an inch. That door's open. I'm on it. Mark my words. Hey, folks, also keep in mind, I'm going to show you a picture of Dr. Udo Ufkat as well. He was a hero, and he was one of those guys that actually took the time to share with the people on a global basis that he was, in fact, a hero. He used to be a part of the mainstream media on a global basis, okay? He's the guy that said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. I didn't say it. I know it's true. But he said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said the mainstream media is taught to lie, to betray the people, and not to tell the truth to the public. The Mockingbird media, the CIA, gets control over all of the majority of the journalists. Did we all hear that? Being a little facetious, but I've reiterated this point so many times in so many different ways. By the way, Dr. Udo Ufkat lost his life a year and a half after he did this interview. You can find the whole interview, Dr. Udo Ufkat, German editor, journalist. He died a year and a half later under mysterious circumstances, of course, for exposing the mainstream media. He just wrote a book exposing the mainstream media, okay? Do you guys all remember Amber Lyon, the award-winning journalist who worked for CNN? I mean, hey, folks, we just had an executive officer leave CNN and now join James O'Keefe's operation, Project Veritas, because he said CNN is so corrupt. We also know that the president from CNN also resigned not too far back. Why would you want to be a part of a propaganda outlet that is destroying your country? We've known this for decades. How this guy even lasted 25 years, I know not. But let's go back over to Amber Lyon. She's an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN. And what's interesting to note about Amber Lyon is the fact that she said that she was ordered to report fake stories. This is the mainstream media, to report fake stories, to delete unfriendly stories adverse to the administration, regardless of which one it is, folks, and to construct stories in specific manner while working for what they call the left-wing network. Amber Lyon told us, friends, that CNN is paid for by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. And then we found out that during the Obama administration, and again, it applies to all of them, but that according to her, the Obama administration paid for the content. They paid for all of their content. You know the last person to do that in modern times was, friends? Do you know who that was? Just a question. Mussolini. Mussolini used to go throughout all the papers that were distributed during the time of his living era. He used to take a marker and he would go through what he liked and what he didn't like. He would meet with the useful idiots and then tell them what they need to do and what it is that they better stop doing. You know that Joseph Goebbels did the same thing under Adolf Hitler. You know the same thing happened under Mao Zedong and Joseph Stalin. Do you think it's not happening in America today, especially knowing that we have better technology than they ever had in a million years back then? Come on, folks. And speaking of which, and moving to the next point, but saying the same things, but highlighting a different branch off this conversation per se, I want to go back to what I shared with you at the very beginning of the first segment. And what is that? What I want you to see is I want you to see how this is all being choreographed concerning what is in fact happening over in Ukraine right now. So you tell me after watching this as to how real all of this is. Here you go. Okay, this is a visual completely choreographed of fake news in the Ukraine. And I'm letting it play a couple times so you can understand as to how this is all filmed. By the way, CNN has been busted doing this several times. MSNBC has been busted doing this several times. And yet, not a peep. And you know what's even crazier about all that, friends? How is it that they still have a YouTube page? How is it that they still have a Twitter account? How is it those that are promulgating propaganda and fake news, how is it that they move forward unimpeded by big tech companies? This should disturb everybody that's listening to me right now, friends. It really, truly should. I also got another feed this morning from Tim Brown. And this is more misinformation that's coming out of the Ukraine. I have a picture up on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, that firefighters in the Ukraine battles a blaze and thick smoke pouring out from a structure in Ukraine after the building was reportedly shelled. Not a image or a visual of fire or smoke in any sense of the word. This coming from ABC News. Are you tired of it yet, friends? Okay, here's another one. These pictures are from a gas explosion in 2018, but yet for some reason or another, we can't see the explosion. Okay, this coming from ABC News. Okay, here's another one from Simon Tunstall. He said, feel sorry for this poor lass. She's had this today and got blown up in a gas explosion in 2018. She's a crisis actor. Okay? She's a crisis actor. Have you had enough of the mainstream media, friends? Only you can answer these questions. Only you can put a stop to this. It's the same lady. Another one. I got to go back just a little bit. Got to go back just a little bit here concerning some of the images. But what it shows us, friends, is a fiery but mostly peaceful explosion in the Ukraine. Now, it's interesting. The image that was just recently used by CNN was also the same image used in 2015. Let me say that again. The images that CNN just used in the Ukraine were used back in 2015. Now, I also want to say this to you, too. When you hear about all of these leaders of ISIS and Al-Qaeda being killed, do you know that they've been busted giving out the same names the U.S. government has concerning the same leaders of Al-Qaeda and that of ISIS? They've used the same name several times. But because of the short-term memories of the American people, they continuously roll forward, don't they? Yep. This all stops when the people say no more. But it goes on if you allow them to do it. And that's exactly what they're doing. Another one here, a Ukrainian soldier leading their loved ones to fight for their country. Absolutely heartbreaking. And what's interesting, friends, is you look to the right, these are crisis actors. Okay? Going to the next image, the video circulating on TikTok has 18 million views with the claim that the Ukrainian and Russian soldiers face-to-face. The video is actually from 2014 from the Belvik Air Base. These are old images, friends, that they're using to propagate and to lie to the people on a global basis. Okay? I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment because there's much more to share concerning how you're being lied to. I also want to tell you, friends, what we're talking about today is if you're warring against each other, you're warring against the wrong people and how right on that is. Hour two coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.